Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Boy, our studio audience really knows how to get the show hot and running.
Rev up.
Right away. Welcome. This is the Psychic Love Doctor Show, Friday edition.
It is.
Yes. I have to my right, if you are on the Facebook Psychic Love Doctor Show page, you're catching us in live streaming.
You're viewing our live event.
But we may be having some...
No, we're back. I figured it out.
We are. Nobody's
Facebook
moving.
Made changes and you had to review it.
Yeah.
And then say not now.
That's Kimbo Baggins.
Who hates Facebook.
Yes. And we will be moving soon to Spotify.
1,000 hates.
But we'll let y'all know.
Millions of hates.
And over here to my left, who you cannot see, is our very own Veronica. She helps with everything. She takes notes on your readings. She keeps us in line.
I'm always eating something.
She is. She reminds me of the Brad Pitt character on the Ocean 11. And I think there were
sequels.
He was always eating.
Okay.
Always. So
the
any
chick on mom.
Oh yeah, Bonnie's always eating.
Bonnie's always eating too.
50 times a show.
There you go.
So she's also, Veronica is also going to give you a rebel card reading.
That's
at
right.
The end of the show. Now
International shout out to Allison from
Allison.
Just in case she's gotta go, that's why I interrupted you. Sometimes I gotta go to sleep.
We understand. But we love when you pop in just to say hi. That goes to all of you. And our international people, we know it's a little bit late there.
Early or early, depending on where you're from.
In Australia, it is actually the next day. So we often have those who pop in with us, too. I completely lost my train of thought.
I know. I had to interrupt you, though. I'll just pin you on.
From where?
Talk about cards.
Okay, I will do that.
Let's get right to it.
Let's bear in mind that I'm only using an ordinary deck of playing cards, not tarot, not oracle, not cute kitty cat cards, or I don't know what else, angel
Uno
cards.
Uno cards.
What kind?
Uno.
Uno cards. Right. Oh, I see. It's going to be one of those nights.
It's going to be one of those nights.
And if you're new and listening to us or watching us, we love to have fun during these shows.
We try.
We're building camaraderie amongst all of us. We're offering support to each other. And I'll tell you, it's actually been over 30 years that I've been working with these cards, with clients. And I don't care where somebody comes from. Love is love. Sorrow is sorrow. Suffering is suffering. And it's the common denominator amongst us all. And I am so thankful and I'm expressing gratitude all the time that we have all this technology.
Yeah.
Even though I am currently in a state of, what would you call it? Well, Facebook has done me dirty. Over a misquote, they put me in jail where all of my stuff from in the newsfeed that I would post would go way down in other snooze feeds. So they thought they were spanking me hard with that one.
Oh,
wow.
Don't they know.
Jim, you explain it best.
I think that's fine.
I could explain it best if I wasn't doing battle with Facebook right now.
Well, you know, we could always skip it if necessary.
Well, it's broadcasting. It's just I would like to be present and watch this.
Here's the thing. I found a workaround with the URL. Where it had these extra, where normally it would say Facebook.com, right? They had added other stuff. And that's where it was like, that's how they wanted to spank me hard originally over a misquote. that I made. All right. So
that wasn't even yours. You had it from
No, I just reposted it.
And it was very, it was positive, wasn't it? Like
it was
negative,
a very positive
it wasn't any hatred or
someone else's issue.
Might have been from Abraham Lincoln or something like that. But because I found this way around it, Jim puts it that I was running down Main Street.
Well, basically, she found a way to circumvent what they did. She wasn't in full jail. She was like kind of semi-restricted on some stuff, and then she found a way around it, and she thought, oh, that's great. But then they said, oh, look at you. You escaped our jail.
You're running in an orange jumpsuit.
You're
down
in the middle
Main
of a
Street.
City wearing an orange jumpsuit. Are you surprised we found you? Now you go back and go into solitaire.
Oh, solitary.
Solitaire. I always say solitaire.
That's a game.
Does that mean that you're going to be sitting there for 90 days?
They say till the end of May.
Well, I think you should appeal it.
There's nowhere to do these things. But also, now they've put a thing, and many of you have actually communicated to me this has happened to you. Now they put a message in the middle of my, like, say, news feed, and it says, you're all caught up. And it's been like that for 5 days going on. And what I've read up, it means that's like another way to get back at you where nothing is coming in. However, on my phone it is. It's my laptop that won't go up. So
that's because you didn't escape the jail on your phone.
That's right.
Yeah, you left that little restrictions, the original restrictions still on there, so.
Who do these people think they are?
Well, you know, you don't pay them any money, that's what you get.
Anyway, back to the show. We like to have fun here, but we also...
We like to follow the rules.
Yeah, and we also get very serious when, you know, we're giving a reading that is involving emotionally charged situations,
yeah.
So... Anyway, with no further ado, I believe I'll turn it over to my compadre here.
Yeah, we got a couple callers, so we're gonna go through this in a
real quick,
timely manner. First of all, we want to remind everybody the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And we hope everybody enjoys themselves, and everybody does, typically. We've never had anybody get angry with us, knock on wood. We don't inspire anger. We don't do things. We're just here to take questions and talk. If you're an international viewer or even a caller, it's possible because you can call on Skype from around the world.
That's
and
right.
It's not as expensive as picking up your cell doing that.
Mm-mm.
Let us know. We'll give you an international shout out. We've already had Allison from the land of UK that is here. She's not here now, but she kind of pops in and out. She's holding off to see if we get a break.
If you are international and we consider Canada and Mexico international.
So we're playing by the rules.
I think I would even consider Puerto Rico.
I would too.
Yeah.
It's a territory. It's just, you know, it's not an actual state.
But we get people that are from South Africa.
Yeah, Lady R usually is popped in Wednesday. Early Wednesday. All right. Et cetera. I'm going to give the number and talk about phone calls. That number is 515-602-9676. When you call in, you'll hear some automated blah-bitty-blah. And I tell you, you know, standby or whatever, and you'll hear the show. That means you're in the queue. We have a nice list. We see you. You're cool. You're all good. We see you. We see you in there. You're going to be good. Just hang tight. Messenger folks, because some people can't call in, but they can. Messenger's free. All you got to have is internet connection.
Right.
Do not ever messenger us until we ask you, because we don't have a nice, cool hold system like we do for the phones. So we'd have to 86 you for right in the middle of the reading.
Right.
But we had no choice. It is what it is. And the rest of you folks, if we get a break in the phone calls and the messenger calls, we will turn to the folks on Facebook Live that can't contact us those ways for whatever reason they can't.
Yes.
Or maybe it could be personal choice. All right?
Well done.
Well done.
Oh, not done yet, because when you do call in, while you're waiting, because if I was one of those two folks right now that are waiting, I would be on speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
When we start talking to you and we start doing the reading, please get off a speakerphone if you can. I mean, if you're driving, you don't want you to die or anything. Get off speakerphone because it gets really rough on our end. Bluetooth can get rough on our end, too. I know it's really cool and easy because your hands are perfectly free. But just, if you really can, please don't do so. And definitely park it. Have a seat. Sit your butt down somewhere. Stop the multitasking when we do it because walking around, the cell phone doesn't sound so cool on our end when you're walking around.
It gets very hinky.
It can get very chop-chop. Yeah. High-low volume. It's just weird crap. background noises that maybe is not a big deal when you're just calling your buddy down the street or something. Kids win. You're in the mall, in the store. You got a football game. I don't know.
Bathroom.
Yeah, bathroom. Well, bathrooms can be weird because they really
echo.
Some cell phones don't like them.
Yeah.
Because all the pipes and there's no windows and stuff. And also, yeah, you get that echo.
Mm-hmm.
So just be mindful, please. And
no
if you,
flushing.
Yeah. I mean, it was, no courtesy flushes while we're talking. Okay. Let's get to it, right?
I say
right?
so.
You're bloody well, right?
Cards are hot and raring to go.
Okay, we're going to go to our very first caller of the show. It is area code 602 from Arizona.
Wow.
602.
Hi, Arizona. Welcome to the show. And what is your first name, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Evelyn.
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 Very good to hear from you. Now, have you called us before, Evelyn?
No.
No.
Well, she's
no, I haven't.
A first-time caller.
And Evelyn...
Your
first time caller.
Okay. So, Evelyn, you will not be a newcomer anymore after
You'll
that. Well,
never have to hear that. Right?
And how did you find our show, may we ask?
I see it on Facebook and I see it on Blog Talk.
Oh, well, double whammy.
Wonderful. Thank
bada-bing,
you
bada-bing.
For joining us. Now, since I haven't given you a reading before. A first reading, I need some feedback first from you, some information, so I can feel a sense of familiarity about you. For instance, your marital status, do you have children, just a few basic facts about you. And then we prefer that your question be more specific than just asking for a general reading.
Right.
Personal prophecy is a very, what's the word I usually use?
Precise, I don't know.
Yeah, it's very precise. And I actually don't just do, I forgot to say that.
I know.
I don't do just a random selection, say three cards for a reading on the show. I use the full 24 card layout. So I get a really good picture.
Yes, and
of your life.
And the Facebook Live viewers can actually see her laying the cards out and see how she's putting a lot of cards out. Lots of cards.
So, Evelyn, now it's your turn. Tell us a little about you.
I'm a widow, and I have two kids and a grandson.
Well, how wonderful is that? And as a widow, I commiserate with you. I am one also. So, I don't think a lot of people really understand the depth of grief until something like this happens to you. And So a lot of times people will say, I know how you feel, but I don't think they really do until they've experienced it. So Evelyn, now tell me, what type of question would you like me to pose to for you?
Anything.
I was kind of looking for a new job.
There you go. Nice career. That's always a good one.
Oh, the cards love career.
Yeah, that's a very good question, too. And,
All right, now, Veronica and Jimbo are going to chat with you so we aren't sitting here with dead air.
Tell me, what is it that you see manual or, if anything at all?
I'm in retail right now. Okay. And I want out of retail.
And do you have a wish list that you would prefer to do?
Yeah, I'll be retired.
Okay, we're in retail.
With enough money.
Money, gotta love it.
Money.
Money. And
I need that.
Yeah, and if you have tired of retail, is there something else that would...
And you're tired. Is
there something else that would, excite you a little bit to go
That's
do?
That's what I was looking for.
Well, I was looking at home jobs, obviously the at-home jobs are usually online, internet.
Are you talking remote?
Whether it's
at home, working from home. Yeah, it depends on your skill set.
Yes, and I have to tell you, Evelyn, I love to mention this, whenever anybody mentions that they would like to work from home. I have a son who literally put himself through college working in his bedroom wearing jockey shorts as he was answering the phone for Microsoft Xbox.
Yeah, he did that for like
He had full benefits. Oh, a long time. He had full benefits and all they required was a I forgot now. See,
you needed a phone line.
You had to have a computer
and a quiet place to work.
It was like a decent computer, too, not a crap.
They're very these jobs are pretty easy to get.
Yeah.
And he was making now we're going back some years.
Yeah, it's like
he was making $18 an hour.
Yeah, he was doing good.
Yeah, and for you, go ahead.
Finish your sentence.
All right.
For you.
That, well, I've been looking online for jobs, but some of them, you know, I've applied for a few, and like one I got, but it didn't pay enough. I have to make more than what I'm making now, that's for sure.
Absolutely, yes.
So that's where the difficulty comes in.
Real quick, I'd like to give an international shout-out to somebody we had just mentioned. Lady R is here from South Africa.
Lady R, welcome.
Two shows in a row.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was called Alpine. But yeah. Now it's not called that.
Now it's called something else. But if you put in Alpine Access, it will redirect you.
Yeah.
That is a really good place to start.
Yeah.
Sure. And not international, but it might as well be because they're way up to the north. We have Sarah from Alaska.
Sarah.
She's from our United States of America. She's way.
Yeah, I would call that
way
international.
Way up yonder.
So, Evelyn, what I'm seeing here is that you are going to land one of these jobs. And it seems to contain an element of, like, confidentiality around it, which could mean working for possibly, say, a big medical entity where you're an intake person for information, or it could mean, like, dental, like, say, for Cigna. And they generally do pay rather well.
COVID research was going around and calling for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to talk.
There's a ton of stuff.
I didn't want to do
that. It all depends. It depends on what your flavor is.
Yes. And they provide, you know, these remote jobs, they provide full training. Jobs. So they teach you algorithms, which I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like for Lance, one of his was in the path that you'd follow. Is your Xbox plugged in?
Yeah.
Love that. I also tried to find jobs. They charge a little bit, but it's not that much. And those jobs have been talked about on the morning TV shows. So there's a lot there. You are definitely going to land one of these jobs. And the Two of Hearts being joined with it, oh, my goodness. That you couldn't have picked a better happiness card.
Okay.
You know, there's happiness, self-fulfillment, enjoying your work. So, yeah, I recommend that you keep looking. You're going to find it.
Absolutely. And
now,
there's so much out there.
I just want to ask briefly here, do you have any thoughts about romance?
Yes. It just, I'm kind of one of these ones, if it's meant to be, it should just show up because I'm not really one that goes out and looks for it.
It will just show up. I can attest to that from my own experience.
Let it be, let it
my
be.
My late husband, that's how I used to joke. I worked as a single mother three jobs from home back in the day. One of them was this, giving readings in email. Another one was I was a daycare director. And a third job, I was a newspaper columnist. And I used to joke. Yeah, I used to joke to friends saying, well, if there's a man out there for me, he's going to have to knock from the inside of my monitor just to get my attention. And he did. He did.
Oh, wow.
And the minute I had actually seen him in my readings for 2 years, couldn't figure out who this guy was. But when he made contact with me, I knew right then he was the one. And as for you, there is a man here that is going to come into your life. And I feel he's going to bring a big change for you, a good change.
I like that.
Yeah. And he's he is characterized as the king of club, mm-hmm. which gives him a sense of maturity and wisdom. Mm. They tend to be older souls, so you're getting somebody that, you know, isn't some young kid.
He's lived.
Yeah, he's lived. That's a very good way to put it. And he will...
I'm no spring chicken, so...
Well, honey, neither am I. I just turned 65 about 3 months ago. So, but just remember... just remember, the 60s are the new 40s.
True.
Really? Where'd you read that?
Oh, it's... Everybody knows.
Everywhere, Jen.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I guess I have to push the I believe button.
Well, anyway, I like the way he looks in your cards. He's bringing a new day to you, a new way of life, and very giving.
Is there a time frame on that?
We have to remember one thing. As we're taking our path to the future, others are taking theirs too.
Yep.
And often their choices will impact our path. So time frames do fluctuate. And Veronica here has a mm-hmm. wonderful way...
I just wrote it down. I think it's funny that she said that. No. Yes, he needs to cook like a chicken.
Or a turkey.
Or a turkey.
Yeah.
Eat a raw turkey.
And
right?
You don't want him to come along too soon.
Right.
So he will come in his own best way in time.
Right.
When the time is right. I feel he's somebody we need to watch in future readings for you. Because this guy, well, he's a dolphin, Evelyn. And out where I am, out in Virginia Beach, Virginia, we are home, well, the area here, is home to the largest naval base in the world. And the women here have a saying, there are many fish in the sea, but very few dolphins.
But I can tell you right this, not the dolphins that are mean. Dolphins are generally very territorial and they'll fight. He's not one of those.
Well, typically each other.
Yeah.
No.
They don't usually mess with people.
This is a super nice dolphin.
Right, a good one.
So I like the way he looks.
Yeah.
I do.
And that's the mammal.
Yeah.
So there's the fish dolphin that we eat.
That's true.
Oh,
we
that's right.
Like
isn't
that.
That ahi? No. What is ahi?
Mahi. Mahi.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Rebel card?
Yep. Now okay. Remember, everybody, rebel cards are very...
Blunt.
They're blunt, to the point. And they say it like it is.
Yeah. Right, okay.
So stand by.
Yeah.
So you are giving away your power.
I've got the power.
You are a badass. Act like it.
Uh-huh.
So don't give away your
power. That translates to me into your time is finished with retail. Time to move on to something you really like.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think you're going to find a great job, and I hope you'll call us. When you do, and in fact, call us frequently.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
She knew us from Facebook and
yes.
from Blog Talk, so
yes,
she knows that
us.
We do multiple
mm-hmm.
shifts, right? Multiple
and this particular
well, not all the time do I, my schedule, I never come on because normally I work Fridays, and I just happen to be off today because I have to work more instead.
Well, what
so,
serendipity.
Timing.
Yep,
yeah,
we
perfect.
Got
mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it'll happen again, or if you get a new job, the schedule will be a lot different.
And,
well,
yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
Check the schedule. We do Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays.
Yes.
All different times. Just get on Facebook and check that out.
Yep. She knows. She's up.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, hon. Thank you very much.
We enjoyed having you. We have not had a call or release recently because we've been doing this for quite a few years from Arizona.
No, we haven't. And good luck
oh,
in your
you.
Job search. I don't think you're going to need luck. You have very nice speaking voice.
Good cards.
Yeah, I really think things are going to start to happen for you, and I like that.
They're looking up.
Yes.
Oh,
so
great.
Take care.
Well, that puts me in a good mood.
Well, this is a wonderful time to use the law of attraction, because when you get a reading from the deck of personal prophecy, it raises your vibration.
Yeah.
Where you can really connect with the higher power, universe, whatever you'd like to think of as all that.
Yeah,
is.
Whatever you know, whatever you believe or however you think things work. And she, you can just tell from the initial, she's a positive person.
I think so, too.
There wasn't any, when she spoke, she didn't speak down in negative. People say, I wish of this and all this. She said, I want to do better. I have a job. I want a better one.
Oh, and incidentally,
yeah.
there are, before you leave us, there are websites that hire remote workers, like for retail, like Bluefly. Remember Bluefly?
There's a lot of, there's, nowadays there's tons of stuff.
Yeah. Well, that was like high class fashion.
Yeah.
I would say that we are not good experts right now because after COVID, things blew up. As far as remote working has blown up into a whole new thing.
Right.
And we are way behind on knowing what that really is. But you will know because you're looking.
Yep. And I really
yes, I am.
It's going to land right in your lap. You watch.
And you can educate others when you find a good one, and you can tell them how to search and find their good remote job.
Oh, exactly.
Job. Yep. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I will, for sure.
All right. Thank
you,
Evelyn.
Yeah. Well,
you're welcome, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. We welcome you back anytime you get time off.
Yeah.
Anytime.
So take care. Hugs.
Take care. Hopefully we shall talk again soon, hopefully. Bye-bye.
Now, that was a great conversation.
That was the first call for the book.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good one. Yeah, she's a very positive person.
We like positivity.
Right now, I want to announce, because we had a caller and not there now. Maybe they had to go. Maybe something happened. Anyway, let's tell everybody the number, listeners and people on Facebook Live. Because, you know, some people are on Facebook Live, but they have the phone down, so they're just listening,
right.
Even though they're on
listening.
Facebook Live. So even though I post things, they still don't know. So the phone number to call in is 515-602-9676.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't call in but you have Facebook Messenger and you would like to messenger us, now is the time to messenger Deborah Lee.
Yes.
But you have to have been a friend already. So if you're new and you're not, maybe next time, right?
The Facebook portal is turned toward us. So if you call in as a video call, which you don't have to do, no one in the audience is going to see you.
I won't even see you.
No. And also, if you just want to make it
an audio.
You
can do
audio
only, so then it's your choice. You make the call.
Fridays
what you call.
Tend to be iffy. Mm-hmm. When COVID was happening, that it was actually very popular,
right.
Friday readings on the show. But the problem is now people are out and about. Spring has sprung. They're going to happy hour, or they're not even off work on the West Coast.
Right.
Or a lot of the other countries that are our friends are they're asleep in bed going that night. I think I'm pretty sure Lady R, she did that. She came in kind of early, this one again, probably just to say hi, because she likes to keep in touch.
Well, it is quite late there.
She's in South Africa.
Yeah.
Indeed, it is. All right. We have Alicia. We know Alicia well.
Yes.
She would like to get help. You're up, Alicia. She'll hear this in 20 seconds or so. I would like to get a health reading for myself. I'm always... It jumped on me. That's why. Sorry. I'm always with anxiety about it. I'm thinking acid reflux might be getting serious, and if you can get anything else in the reading, thanks.
Okay.
And quick?
Yeah.
Sorry, Sarah. Alicia got in front of you, but we'll see what happens next if we don't have any callers.
It's just hang tight.
We don't make a list, so I will be it'll be the first question next time. You're not like second. You're not automatic now. But anyway, go back to Alicia. All right. Give her the...
Let's all remember
the disclaimer
that when it comes to medical or legal issues.
Right.
None of us here have the credentials necessary to give you like a complete medical opinion.
We're not doctors, so we can't give you can't act can't take medical actions based on this reading.
But I can give you insight.
And we're going to tell you the standard. Hey, keep seeing your doctors. I had acid reflux when I was actually pretty young, and they did the endoscopy thing, looked down, like everything was fine, and they gave me medicine for it, and it's worked like a charm. Don't have too much anxiety, but don't not get it checked out.
Right.
Never, ever, because sometimes what you think you have is something bad, or not, but it could be more serious. So, and she's getting anxiety worrying. If you're worrying about something, you got to go to a doctor, because you're not going to stop worrying. You should go to a doctor and not go to a doctor because of a reading. That's all we're saying, right?
Would you write her name down? I'm going to send you something. In Messenger.
It's Alicia. You know Alicia.
Yeah, but write her name down. So
I've
got a pen right there.
Okay, I'll just wait right here. Should I write it right here?
Yeah.
No sense of humor.
Right on her arm.
Uh-huh. I'm in my lane doing readings.
Yeah, well, get out of your lane, damn it. Alicia can contact us later.
Well,
if she would like some more info that you could provide, right?
I'm sure she wouldn't mind if I just sent her what I have for her. I have been a long-term sufferer of anxiety and panic to the point where it is part of the anxiety panic disorder syndrome. And I've never taken medication for it, but I have found self-help that has really enabled me to, well, not so much cure, but, you know, my healing.
Yeah.
One thing I'm picking up about you, darling, is that you
overthink.
Well, overthink is, you know,
it's relative too. Right?
Well, but what I'm picking up are a lot of anger issues on your part. You might just be somebody that things irritate you. Bad drivers, for instance, or somebody in front of you in the supermarket who insists on writing a check as slowly as she can.
Or uses every single coupon ever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or this could relate to family issues, friends issues.
Which we have, right.
I feel personally that if your own situation improved to the extent of, say, if you're working in a job you really enjoy, if it pertains to family, you know, matters, the best thing you can do for yourself is be able to talk it out with the people you're amongst, you know, and things like that. Being open, and this is where it gets a little bit cheesy, because most people aren't.
Yeah.
And you might be wanting to say, Mom, sit down. I need to talk to you about something.
Right.
And the minute you make a statement, it's like all hell breaks
right.
loose. So,
blown out of proportion.
Yeah, but you have to do what's right for you. I know, Jim, you were saying a lot about doctors, but I think a therapist might help her a lot, too.
That's the anxiety part. That's not the medical condition part, though. Right?
Well, I think gastro issues are also manifested through anxiety,
stress,
stuffed emotions.
You can give yourself ulcers from stress.
Oh, absolutely.
Ulcers eat through your freaking stomach lining. Yep. All right.
So,
I want to feed you some feedback. She says, I don't know what that is. My mom has
Barrett's.
I don't know what Barrett's is.
From acid reflux. So she got worried about.
And she says anytime she gets pain, she gets anxiety. So she's obviously very sensitive and worried. It's good to be worried about your body condition,
but not
to the point of going nuts.
Like you said, I think it wouldn't hurt for her to explore this with medical professionals.
And if you have an anxiety, that should help you with that when you go talk to a physical doctor.
Yeah.
They could put you at ease.
Yeah.
And that's the right thing to do anyway. It's the right thing to do.
And I know this is horrible because I drink several cups of coffee some days. When I find that my anxiety is highest, it's because I've had like
that can, and especially on the empty stomach.
You,
yep.
Don't do that.
Yeah, they do.
It could be very bad.
Caffeine's good, but it has some bad
effects.
Some
bad
people
reaction.
Drink too many Red Bulls.
Right.
Oh,
or
the energy.
That's hard cap waiting.
Or regular caffeinated sodas.
Right.
Yes. I mean,
there's
a lot of things out there that can be.
Even herbal supplements.
Yeah, they can have different effects. Some are good, some are not, depending on your problem.
But I just want you to rest assured here that I personally am not seeing gloom and doom for you in the health department of your, you know, life. I really don't. I think it wouldn't hurt to get things checked out and then maybe look into some holistic ways of, you know, combating anxiety, helping your tummy to. Now, your mother was, Veronica, your mother was taking, what was it, acidophilus? Or it was...
Well, she was listed on antibiotics.
Yeah, but...
Probiotic.
Oh, yeah. And there is so many out there. It's if somebody thinks you should go that route, you should talk to a doctor because they'll tell you exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's different things, bacteria numbers and concentrations. It's really weird.
Yeah.
I also think, hon, you stretch yourself really thin where others are concerned in your life. And you can't help anybody else if you don't take care of yourself. So make sure you do that.
Yeah, you have to take care of yourself or you can't help anybody else out on this planet. Yep.
So let's see what we have for a rebel card.
Stand by for your rebel card.
I've totally done a huge promise in CBD. Just saying that I do a lot of CBD on a regular basis. Without the THC, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's why you can buy it at a grocery store over here because it doesn't have that in it.
CBD, a reputable company.
CBD.
Okay.
Oi.
Frock. Shiz is about to get real.
We should have Snoop Dogg here doing this.
You need your people around you. And your people doesn't necessarily mean your family. It's your family and you are
Like your tribe.
Your people are the ones that you that are not your people you can talk to that don't have negative comments.
And you know,
judge.
That's another thing for you, Alicia, to consider.
Yeah.
Those who are highly empathic tend to really soak up those negative vibes from others.
Like zinc.
All the time. Thank you very much.
Like what?
I threw that out there. I'm not going to explain it.
Okay.
It's for people that are in the engineering world.
Oh, okay. But anyway, if you feel that maybe you are taking on too many of the emotions of others, there are many ways to learn to ground yourself, to set up boundaries, things of that nature. So,
things of that nature.
Yeah.
I think she's going to do
pretty
okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much. She thanked us, Alicia. We know we've known Alicia for many, many moons now.
Take care, hon.
Okie dokie. You know, I should have done it. I've done it before we started doing Alicia, but because we were close to the hump. Now we're well over the hump. So I'm going to go back to our halfway show point stuff. To remind everybody that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Okay, and that's our disclaimer. We got to tell everybody because we get lots of new viewers now that we run Blog Talk.
Yes, we certainly do.
And which is cool. That's what we like.
As it is.
We like our regulars, but we like new viewers so they can become regulars.
We also need to mention here, you were going to say halftime.
I already did.
Okay. We also need to mention that this is considered an overflow show from our Monday program that is on newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah, that's a big dog. That one, callers come rolling in.
They do it. One call after another.
Yeah, unless there's some weird technical. Yeah.
We felt it would make us feel better if we offered alternate shows to those who wait and wait and the show ends.
There's many a show that there is, there's like a lot of callers I just can't get through in the 60 minutes, you know? So we have, we do Fridays for sure. At Wednesdays most of the time. That's our, something could come up, but we haven't missed one for a month.
And we've changed the time on the Wednesday one from 6 p.m. Eastern to 7 p.m.
Eastern. It seems like 6 is
made
just
a big difference.
Yeah, 6 seems to be too hard for everybody, even people in our own time zone.
Yeah.
If you work a full job and you get home, you got things to do before you can actually settle down and call in for a reading.
That's late for you guys.
Yeah, but it worked out great.
Oh, it worked out great.
For both of us. I mean, us and the people calling in because 6 is tight. The Monday show, that's what it is. It's been that way forever because they have a tight schedule and it has to be that slot. They have no choice.
Okay.
So it is what it is for Monday. Okie dokie, pokey. Let's go back and see. We got no phone callers. We have folks watching us. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. I want to go and give that number out because we have a lot of people that are listening and are not watching. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. If you're a messenger person in another country, or we've had our people here messenger us all the time. They just don't like phones, I guess. You can messenger Deborah Lee now.
Okay. But let's just be clear here. The phone number you gave out was to Blog Talk Radio that we're on now.
Well, where else would that number go?
You said messenger.
No, I said the number to call in is 515-602-9676. If you're going to messenger us, you messenger us on Deborah Lee.
Right.
Messenger is not
phone
number.
That's much clearer.
Much clearer.
All right. And right now, let me go see who we got here. I know they're listening because when the people call in, they're on hold and they can hear our show. So stand by, listener. Looks like it is. Let's turn them on and talk to them. going to be area code 925. It looks like it's California.
Well, hello there.
Hi guys. It's Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Awesome. Awesome.
Hi, Love. How are you?
We're doing well.
We're glad you called.
Yeah, we haven't heard from you in a little bit.
I know. I just got home from work.
Oh,
and I forgot about Wednesday.
California. Look what time it is there. Yeah, right?
What's happening? How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Just kind of wondering what's going on with work. We're changing to a new software. And I went from, like, working the last 4 years, 10 and a half hours a day, working from home, working a lot. And I got an assistant. And my boss, and my assistant's very new. She's not even been there a year. My boss is going over all of the new software with her. So I'm completely in the dark. Nobody's telling me anything. So I went from being overworked to nothing.
Ah, and that's a little concerning, as I would be.
Are you thinking possibly she's being groomed to take your place?
I don't know. I know that she knew a software that was like the one that we're taking on, so I would understand that she could probably figure some things out. But I had a conversation with her, with my assistant before I left, because I told her, I said, you know, you need to take me through the steps on what you've learned so far. And she goes, I'm still learning. And I'm like, that's fine. Just teach me what you've learned. I mean, I've had to go over the same things over and over and over and over with her for months. And she went through it one time and was ready to run out the door. So I told her today, I said, you know what? If I'm asked why I'm not using it, I'm going to be honest why. I shouldn't have to beg to get assistance with this.
That's true.
Yes, you're right. You got to be proactive.
You really do. And assertive. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And she said, well, she goes, I went through it once with you. I said, once. How many times have I gone over the old system with you? And she goes, well, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? I can see why there's a lot of different possibilities here, why you called. What do you see, Deb?
Personally, I'm wondering about the boss. Is this a person that is a, what could we say, like a real, well, I'm kind of picking up the feeling that this is a male, correct?
It's a female.
Oh, it's a female. Okay.
Maybe it's a bulldog.
And this is a family-owned business, right?
Yes, yes. Her father owns the business.
Well, it seems like the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing in a lot of respects.
Okay, that's very common.
True.
Yeah, and I'm not really picking up that anything was meant.
You see nothing underhanded?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I'm gonna actually lay them out one more time.
I mean, because if she's right about a lot of things, you could find like five different reasons why. No, not good reasons either. There's five different reasons why this is happening, but you get worried that there's something underhanded going on.
Well, yeah, there always seems to be something.
Well, yeah.
That's what you get worried about.
You would think that in the process of even them learning it, that they would have me involved.
Exactly.
Somehow.
Right.
I've been there for 4 years. This girl's been there a couple months.
And why is she being snarky to you? That's why.
I
picked up on that.
I didn't get the snarky. I just got like she was acting airheaded.
Well,
yeah,
she
plays it off. She plays it off like, oh, I didn't know. When she knows, I've asked her a couple of times already, I need you to, like, go through the flow with me so I can make notes.
Right.
And then she blows me off.
She probably wants to become a subject matter expert and not share the information so she can increase her value to the company.
Exactly. She wants to make sure that she's got a spot in that company.
And if you think that's the case, but Deb is going to do your cards again, I would bring that to max attention to everybody anybody.
I think you should talk one-on-one with your boss.
And say, hey, I got this assistant that's supposed to be my assistant, but she's getting this training and she's holding it in close and not sharing it.
She's right. Not a good team player.
She's not a good team player.
And that is not why
you know the thing. The thing that really bugs me is that my boss, and I don't understand this, my boss has one-on-ones with everybody except for me.
And then sometimes there are some negatives of a family-owned business, and this could be that. What do you see?
But she's doing it with everyone else. That's next up.
I'm not picking up on any kind of secret agenda. Sometimes this happens.
Right. Oh, it makes sense.
It's
yeah,
like
absolutely.
The cards are saying, this information, this insight is on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know,
okay.
Meaning me. Yeah. So the other thing is that I don't see any maliciousness or underhandedness.
You think she's just not a wise person, that assistant?
Your interactions with the boss, how is she toward you? Do you pick up on weird feelings? Does she?
She kind of avoids me. She kind of avoids me.
Yeah, she said that she has a lot of one-on-one with other people, but not so much her.
Is this recently?
Not me at all.
Mm-hmm. And this is over the 4 years that you've worked there, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. So this is nothing new.
So nothing nope. Really stands out. It's just weird.
It is weird, which is why she's making you.
Is there a big age difference between you and the
boss? The only thing I can think of is at one point, the girl that used to be our office manager when I first started, she was dumping a lot of crap on me. And I had to train myself. She didn't help me with Jack. And I got so overloaded that it was really hard for me to keep up. And I kept saying, I have too much. I have too much. Everybody in the office saw that I had too much to do. And I kept telling them I need help, and nobody would give me help. So when we had a meeting with, it was me, and at the time this girl was an office manager, my boss and myself, the girl that was the office manager at the time, she said, you know, if you need help, all you need to do is say so. And I blew up.
Mm-hmm.
I blew up. And I said, what the hell are you talking about? Anytime I ask you for any help, you tell me you're busy. And I only ask you when I absolutely need help. And
well,
my boss just sat there and didn't say anything. So maybe because I blew up then, because she doesn't like, she's Chinese and she doesn't like conflict.
Oh, there's a lot of people that can't stand conflict. They want to put their head in the sand.
Well, also, you've made a good workhorse for that office. And what have, you know, Jim in your engineering field and Daryl when he was living would often say, those who are super competent rarely get promoted.
Right.
They get used by their
coworkers. They overload them. They overload them all the time because they actually can deal with too much work.
And I get the feeling your boss is kind of afraid of you.
Yeah, probably. I think
yeah, so. Intimidated. Let's go with that. She finds you intimidating. But I really think your assistant is kind of a little ninny.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
She might not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, you mean?
She's not.
No. But
she talks a big game, though.
Yes, she
uses big words, and she comes off like she really knows everything.
Oh, my God. We've had so many people on my job like that.
You know, she needs to be reminded there's no I in team.
God, we've had a million people like that.
And it's hard to cope with, isn't
it? They come in thinking that I'm here, even though I'm new, everybody's beneath me because I'm way superior in my intelligence and my understanding.
And did you
what really pisses me off is I've gone way over and above to help her. I really have tried to help her. I even worked during vacation days that I should have had off so that she wouldn't be hung out to dry. I mean, I've helped her. And for her to do this pisses me off.
Yeah. And it would me too.
And it might be time to flip the
I'm thinking that too.
The coin over and say, all right, I'm enough of helping.
I'm done now.
Yep, I'm helping somebody that doesn't want to help me back. It's time to maybe nip this in the bud.
Yeah, I also think that you are perceived to be a strong personality there. Not so much, in terms of being able to lift the desk or, you know what I mean?
I know, strong as in all chicken handles. Trouble and situations and things thrown on a plate at the last minute.
She could run the place single-handedly.
Basically, yeah, people can hand her too much work and she knows how to sort it out and get through it.
And I want to know, Teresa, are most of these coworkers young?
We have different age groups in there. There are people that are my age because, you know, I'm 64. Yes. And we have some people that are my age.
At 64.
Little Beatles. All right, never mind. All right.
How close are you to retiring?
Getting there.
What's that?
Years.
When will you be able to retire?
4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't really have any retirement.
No, but I think finding another job is going to really relieve a lot of stress for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a more conducive environment.
Unfortunately, some of these family-owned businesses are not structured well. They're not structured well.
And I come from one, and I was getting fired all the time.
Because the higher-ups are family people. Yeah. They know each other, and they're not necessarily thinking on a clear, I'm a family person.
And
I have
who
this
knows
thing.
This girl that's come in? She
right.
Was she somehow connected to
she
the,
like connected
I don't think so.
To that family?
No.
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 Well, you deserve to have this training, too.
Some of these families put the people that aren't the right people that should be in charge.
Well, yeah, always, all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Well, I mean, they do. That's the company I work at.
It ticked me off so much that I reached out to the software engineer of the new company that, you know, the software that we have.
Hey, that's
and
proactive.
I want him to take me through everything.
Wonderful.
And that's awesome that you did that. And I bet they are very receptive to that, aren't they?
Oh, I see him right here. This man is all in as far as getting people properly trained.
Well, because that company...
And I'm not sharing anything. What I learned from him, I'm not sharing any of that.
Software company got paid. Cha-ching.
Yeah.
So I bet they're going to try to help everybody that reaches out to them.
Okay. Here is your rebel.
Yep.
Believe what you see.
Stand by.
Believe
what you see.
Choose bravely. Like, believe what you see. So she's seeing a bunch of crap.
She's seeing a bunch of...
backstabbing.
Yeah.
A bunch of horrible crap go down, and it's time to believe it, and...
And...
deal with it how you think it's appropriate where you work. Every place is different how you deal with that.
I do not see that you are going to be let go for any possible reason. If anything, it might help them to see clearer.
Exactly.
That you're right. If that girl deserves a training, so does everybody else.
Sometimes management is oblivious to what's going down in the trenches. They have no idea what's going down in the trenches. Typically, they don't really want to know. Management doesn't like conflict. They want everything to be happy and harmony.
They don't ever want
to. But their job is, when something gets bad and you have to bring it to their attention, they have to deal with it. That's their job. Otherwise, they should hit the road.
And do remember, Teresa, you are intimidating because you have a competency level.
She knows what she's doing.
She knows,
like a lot of people that, you know, it's been there 4 years. She knows what's BS or what's not BS.
And I think that you are also a self-starter. You're good at completion. You know, you make a really great workhorse. But it's time for you to say, wait a minute, you know.
I can tell by the conversation that she is not like, she's not a deer looking in the headlights at work. She knows, she knows what the hell she's doing there. And she's pissed off at some people don't.
And put little Miss
I'll only take so much crap and then I'll voice it. And I think that's the thing is that they know that when I've had enough, I say things and they're like, well, maybe I shouldn't.
You know what? I have found out if you do it politically correct and do it in a good style, conducive, like I'm looking for the company, they respect that. If you go up there and just start ranting and raving and start throwing shoes and stuff, yeah, I ain't going to work up.
Right.
I do it at my job, but I do it in a way that I know I will not walk out getting fired.
Like you're not throwing a
pissy fit.
Right.
Yeah, I do it in such a way that I know it's some of the things are what they want to hear because – you start out like, I'm looking out for the company. I'm looking out for this. I'm looking out for that. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also here for number one.
Yeah. You don't say, hey, you guys all suck. And I start throwing shoes. You're fired.
No, you smooth them a little bit.
Yeah.
You let them know, hey, I can do all these things. Here's what I know. I've been here for this long.
Right.
I don't want you guys
I had an assistant right before her. And she wasn't there maybe a year, but I had a problem with her because she wanted to do things her own way and she didn't want to follow protocol or how we do things. And she'd just say, I'm not doing this. And, you know, I'd say, you know, this is, we need to be on the same page and doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
So it makes it clear for accounting. She didn't want to do that. And so if I told her to do something, she'd start crying. And then she'd go to the boss and she'd complain. She'd go complain that I was making her upset. But that was the girl before. So I don't know if my boss, because I had problems with her, she's, you know, saying, well, I don't know.
Unless you want to extend.
Well, hon, Teresa, I really feel that you're going to come out on the winning end of this. I see nothing that is acrimonious toward you.
And I feel her being in an office environment for 25 plus years. I know everything she sounds is, I've seen it a million times, so I know what she's going through. Trust your gut. You've been there for 4 years.
Yeah.
Trust your gut on the right thing to do. You've been there for 4 years, so obviously you know what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And please call us again so you know, we can delve more
Absolutely.
Into this.
Yeah, definitely call us again.
I will. I
well,
will.
Thank
you
so
much.
And same to you.
Take care.
Try to have a nice weekend.
And working in the same environment
you
she
as
does,
well.
I want to know how this works.
Yeah,
so
me too. Please
I'm very interested. Please,
yeah.
So please call back.
Yeah, I'll follow up with you for sure.
With love.
Thank you so much. Actually, thank you because I want to know.
Yeah. All right. Take care, Teresa.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We're going to do one more.
All right.
We're
going to switch over. We got a new caller. We only have a couple of minutes left. But we're going to rock and roll and see what we can do. Area code 504. I'm not even going to look it up because we're short on time. 504, where are you calling from and what's your name?
Hey, Baton Rouge. And I was just, my name is Debbie. And I was wondering if you could tell me what's going on with my boyfriend.
Debbie, we've talked to you before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Been a little while.
Well, we Debbie's got to stick together, you know.
Baton Rouge.
Yes.
Okay.
So what?
Down in Atlanta, Louisiana.
What?
Yep.
Yeah. What's happening with your boyfriend?
We are not communicating well at all.
How long have you been together?
Like 12 years, maybe longer.
2008.
13 plus.
That is a long time. That is a really, really long time. Was it a lot of on and off or you know, what is it?
Right.
One on and off, but no, not really.
Wow, only one is not that big of a, that's not bad for that many years. One.
Okay.
Yeah, one.
So here's my question. Do you live together?
No. Sort of, but next door to each other.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, so this is Debbie. Got it. Okay.
Oh, remember?
I remember talking with you a few times. You live with your mom? Or your mom just, okay. So.
There's a communication, breakdown, completely broken down with him.
Very common.
Okay, and he lives with his brother or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow,
it's
you have
a weird
good memory.
Situation. Thank you.
No, I was busy. What was the original actual question?
Boyfriend, he's not communicating.
She's going to redo your cards. What was the original actual question again?
What's going on?
We extended the show a couple of
minutes. What's going on?
Yeah. With him because something is raising your antennas?
Yes.
Okay.
It's angry. Rage. A little bit of rage.
Well, you know, I will say one thing that I've noticed in my entire life, not like I'm some kind of Confucius guy, but when women kind of sense things, they're very sensitive and they know what they're sensing. They do know.
We do. We have women's intuition.
They're like right on the edge of actual real ESP. They're real close.
Right.
What do you feel?
Which scares us guys many times.
Yeah,
right.
It should.
Yeah, because you guys are like, how do you know it? I'm kind of already scared of this a little bit, but it is what it is.
We're good detectives.
We are. I mean, just by using your experienced brains and, without even getting into the other detective stuff. Yeah, just because.
Okay, tell me what you feel is up.
What do you believe is happening?
I believe that my vibration went a little uncomfortable for him, maybe a bit higher than his says.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, it does, but it's kind of general. You didn't really narrow it down to any kind of specific area. Vibration. And I want to know, like, is it emotional love? Is it, do you have some kind of thing that you have a conflict about that's been ongoing, a feud?
Yeah, the communication, like, I would like to ask questions, and he's just not communicating, and I just feel like I don't like being on a need-to-know basis, and that, I mean, maybe that's just the way he is, but it feels like an appointment.
Okay, now, you guys have been together for a long time. Is this feeling you're getting now, is this recent?
Getting worse, yeah. Yeah.
So it's getting worse. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
No recent. Let's just say recent.
Semi-recent, because you guys have a long-term relationship. Understand. Yep.
Is there intimacy between you?
Say that again.
Do you have any intimacy?
Yeah, intimacy, or do you feel things are getting cold and separate? How do you feel about the actual relationship? Sounds like she's evaluating.
I feel like it could be medical.
Okay.
I am so glad you said that.
Maybe that's why you had to cook.
Okay, that's great. Well, Deb's laying your cards down
for
the third
time. And
I'll
tell you what, he's a tough nut to crack.
Wow.
Because I've had to lay, I've had to lay these cards
out
three times. That only happens with men because they have layers and layers on them. All right, you got to peel all the layers back.
I hate that onion reference.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't hate it, but I think it's funny.
What else has layers?
Well, no, I agree with the reference, but some people actually hate onions. I love onions. I love onions, so I like it, but some people don't. What'd you say?
You're hilarious. Okay, Debbie, there's a lot going on here with him. Yeah, I think he is afraid about some kind of health issue. That really, what a lot of times men do is they put it off and put it off to the point where it's become bigger than it needed to be.
And a lot of people do. They bury their head in the sand, right?
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. And
a lot of
us
do.
Pushing you away, kind of in a sense of...
Probably because she wants him to pull his head out of the sand. He's like, no, I want to ignore this,
pull
right?
his head out of somewhere.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
I want
to
ignore
it's
this.
It's World War III to... World War III, just to point something out.
Well, be prepared because you guys are actually ratcheting up to a big argument. And it needs to, well, it's kind of one of these things of, look, are we in this relationship or are you trying to hit an exit?
Right.
You know, and I think it'll be really good. There's also some big financial issue, some kind of conflict or struggle concerning money. Is that ring a bell?
Do you see any of that?
I mean, I've been in this position before, but I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
He's got to start talking to you.
Yeah.
And the more irritated he gets with you, the more it's screaming, I've got a problem.
I'm a guy.
Yeah.
90% of times, we'd rather not talk about things like that.
Right.
It's
that's
so true.
That's the way. That's our DNA. So don't always take that offensively. It's our DNA.
See, this is what makes this method so great, is initially when you told us about this, I started thinking very subjectively. I bet there's some other woman or somebody on the internet, and that was before I started laying out these cards. There's nothing like that.
Yeah, and it's good that if she's, I don't know if she's, are you a Facebook Live viewer or are you just Blog Talk only?
Blog Talk.
Okay.
Okay. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you can see she has the cards laid out, and she would actually point to them and tell you specific things.
Right.
Just to let you know going forward. And like I said, guys sometimes aren't like that because they're bad.
Well, look at you. And I'm just using this as an example there, Jimbo. He's needed a knee replacement for some time.
A long time.
Yeah, very long time. And the more that I would bring it up saying, I just watched you walk, it looked like your leg was going to crack off at the knee, and you'd get mad.
Well, we grew up in a northern northern hockey town, and you play even if you got a leg like falling off, you keep playing hockey, you keep
if
doing
it's
sports.
Dumb, you still go, right?
Yeah, and we've seen it in movies too, where it's like I don't want to deal with it. It's just a knee.
But you're not a spring chicken
not
anymore.
A big deal, you
know,
it's a guy thing.
And worrying.
And it could be this case too. I think is where she's going.
Well,
with
I'm wondering
that, right?
if he's having a midlife crisis of some kind.
He could be worried about it, but he's trying to put his head in the sand,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
Well,
I think she says that too.
You start thinking, is this all there is? Right. You know, I get the feeling he had big dreams, things he wanted to do mm-hmm. in his life, but was always like sidetracked or. Derailed.
Life happens. You know,
take care of.
Yeah.
They always say S happens, but it's more like life just happens.
Right, exactly.
You know.
Well,
go ahead. What do you got?
I have two cards for you.
The rubble card. Stand by for your rubble card reading.
I don't think I'm getting a lot of two cards. So, okay. So, no one wants to listen to the complaining.
I don't think so.
I'm not saying that you're complaining, but saying that you want to know what's happening. So you have strength. You can change the world. So honestly, in my opinion, the way he is and he's always been, and you're saying it's now it's just starting to become more prevalent and he's really doing it more so.
Yeah.
And then basically the other card is stop trying to change people. That stuff never works. So you need to do what you need to do. So you have the strength to change the world. So do it. And the other card says, you do you.
Yeah. And it's no matter how old we are, 18, 60, 70, men and women, even with experience, we're different.
Right. So I hate here, in my opinion, I would say this argument or whatever that's coming close or whatever, I would literally be saying, if you don't want to share this life with me, then I need to know so I can move past this.
Yeah, kind of scare him a little bit.
And maybe go, if you don't want to share things with me and you want to do this on your own, then I need to go so that this can be done.
That is a true statement. If
so
you're a true partner, right.
Yeah.
If you're true partners, you got to share things. And
you
the guy, it's harder for the guy.
But let me tell you, I did that today. I did that today. I've already said that.
Okay.
It was World War III.
There you go.
There's
or was it World War Z with zombies?
Okay, so so he blew up and then closed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was just today. We'll see what happens.
I would be leaving it alone.
Well, and let's see what happens tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah, I'd be just like.
Yeah, why don't you call us again on Monday?
Oh, you should definitely as soon as you can.
On News for the Soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that might be one of those I'm gonna blow up things.
You know, let's give it the weekend. And I really care about your situation.
Sure.
Just like Teresa that called us from California.
Yeah.
I really feel very invested. And I know that you dearly love this
man. It's a lot of years.
And I've got to tell you, when the first time I laid out these cards, I saw clearly how much he loves you. And I wanted to share.
And I wasn't surprised after all these years together.
No, and I do know that. I do know that. But it's difficult, you know.
It is difficult.
It's difficult.
Very disturbed about something.
And at a certain point, though, you have to open those doors.
It
can't stay closed the whole time.
Just sit around the whole time waiting for him.
I understand her side of this. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and just want to, as a little aside here for you, Debbie, you would never be alone.
Yeah.
There are others definitely.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I do know that.
She knows it.
Yep. Okay, Deb, I'm glad that you finally called us back.
Yeah.
We've been wondering about you.
Yeah. And,
oh, good. Thank you.
And you should now.
Please keep us informed.
Yep. Yeah. If you can, be more frequent with your calls.
It's Monday.
Okay.
Eastern.
Pretty much Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
You
can go to the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page to see updates, and you can go to the blog talk.
And I got to tell everybody out there, including you, Debbie, I have people that sometimes will arrange a private reading with me if they're going through a difficult situation.
Yes.
They'll do a reading like every 3 days.
Or however they want, right?
And that's why I keep my prices low because, you know, I've got to pay bills too.
Yeah.
But
I say get on that.
In the perfect world, you would win a lottery and could do this for free.
I would.
In the perfect
world.
In the perfect world.
So, Debbie, let's see how your weekend goes, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
In other words, take a fallback position.
Right.
for right now and see what you... Yeah.
Yeah, I've got like burn marks on me. I have to.
Oh, my goodness. What did you do?
Excuse me?
It's just a figure of speech, you know, like
I was hoping. That's what I was hoping, but I get a little worried because you never know.
No, when you said there would be a blow up, I think it happened already. It happened today.
There's another one coming.
Yeah, they had World War III, so she's got radiation burn.
It's really starting to get on my nervous system,
sure.
though. I can't handle the blow ups.
And as well, you should not have to. There has to be a resolution one way or the other.
Yeah, but I would put that out on the table.
Yeah, just say, hey.
Can't take it.
Just because we go this long doesn't mean we have to keep getting worse.
Right.
Okay.
All right, Debbie,
Thank you.
Going to end our show now, and we're going to look forward. We want to hear from you on Monday.
You keep following us.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Bye.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye and good luck.
You know, I got to tell you, you guys, I'll even say this on the air as we're ending, you guys really are a great team.
We are kick-ass. Thank you very much.
You each bring a different perspective.
Well, that's what you want.
Yeah.
You don't want everybody that has the exact same opinion because that'll put people to sleep.
Well, and if I was here by myself, I'd be a one-man band, and I think it's good to have the contrast.
And they say that about good generals.
Yeah.
A good general will have his subordinate officers not afraid to voice their dispositions or their disagreements and have different opinions. You don't want everybody to go, yeah. Remember what Eddie Mercury said that, right?
Yes.
When he tried to go off to a new band, Freddie Mercury for Queen, he said all they did was say, yep. They never tried to help him improve,
and
make better decisions.
And it was like
that.
A minute long.
Yeah, they never debated him.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think that's good. And I love when you guys will want to double check with me. So everybody, we're giving you our best 3 days a week. Remember, you can catch up with us on Monday on newsforthesoul.com. Check out the other stuff that Nicole Whitney has on there, too. She's got some awesome big names.
Her plate
too.
Is very full. She has no downtime on her show ever.
And she's so awesome in what she brings to life for all of us. So with that said, I'm going to leave you with the words of my grandmother. And, you know, I get the feeling that in spirit she smiles whenever I say this.
I would think so.
She always said, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody. Bye.